This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Goltz. Immediately after the account we studied in our last visit, you find another name for Jesus. Listen to it. All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had said through the prophet Isaiah. The virgin will be with child and will give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel, which means God with us. Matthew 1:22-23. There probably is no greater promise than the one communicated in the name Emmanuel. This name given to Jesus Christ at his birth declares emphatically that he is God. It also points out that the God who is out there has come to where we are in a tangible way. He has visited mankind, and it promises his presence with us. Jesus said, "I will never, never fail you nor forsake you," Hebrews 13:5. In the final words of his first epistle, John writes, "We know that Christ, God's Son, has come." This declaration of John was given to comfort us. Has come, has arrived, and is present. In the incarnation, Jesus Christ came to dwell among men. He did bodily depart after his resurrection, but the Bible informs us over and over again that he is also present in his church and in each individual believer. This is how he put it in John 14:15-18. "If you love me, you will obey what I command, and I will ask the Father, and he will give you another counselor to be with you forever, the Spirit of Truth. The world cannot accept him because it neither sees him nor knows him, but you know him, for he lives with you and will be in you. I will not leave you as orphans." Never forget that. Emmanuel, God with us.